Good morning to all.
Good morning.
In India, we say namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. I'm so glad to be here once again. I still remember my visit to this place 2 years ago. And I'm thankful to the pastor for allowing me to preach this morning. I am thankful to this church for supporting the ministry I carry on in India. The ministry of my organization is, name of my organization is Commission and Compassion Ministries. Thank you so much for your faithfulness in supporting missions. I heard wonderful report, the ministry that is going on in Romania. I praise God. When I came, I read that go into all the world and preach the good news. Yes, we are on this task. Thank you for your heart for the missions. You are holding the rope. We are there, reaching the people who are perishing without Christ. I brought some brochures. You can have it after the service. And I want to share the word of God this morning from the book of Acts. I want to preach on 3 chapters. It may take about 3 hours. Oh, yeah. Okay. The topic of my message is the blessings that follow our obedience to the voice of God or to the call of God. In other words, the other topic may be personal evangelism. The book of Acts helps us to know the ministry, not only in the past that happened, but it's a blueprint for us to carry on the ministry even today. I read this book of Acts, many, many times. This morning, I want to share with you the blessings of personal evangelism are the blessings of obedience. In chapter 8, 9, 10, you have 3 pairs of people. I believe in mass evangelism. I also believe in personal evangelism. The book of Acts portrays both mass evangelism and also personal evangelism. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, you find a pair of people. One, an evangelist who has burden to reach the unreached. The other person having everything, but he did not have Jesus. One is Philip, the evangelist. The other one is Ethiopian. Philip was happy in the city of Samaria, having great revival that was going on in the city. But he had a voice from the Lord saying, "Arise and go." The response was, he arose and went. That is the obedience to the voice of the Lord. There was the minister from Ethiopia, a finance minister who came all the way to Jerusalem to worship in the temple. He was a proselyte, but he was a very devout person. He came all the way to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. And he had a scripture in his hand while he was returning back. He was reading the prophets, book of Isaiah. He was very rich, very devout, but no Christ in his life. He knew the prophecies of Christ, but he did not know how these prophecies were fulfilled in the life of in Jesus Christ, who came. He died on the cross, rose again from the dead. As he was traveling on the chariot, returning home to Ethiopia, having obeyed the command of the Lord, Philip went and was standing at the crossroads to meet this person. He met him and saw the Ethiopian was reading the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. I don't want to share all those things you can read, but there is one verse that says he preached about Christ to that person. Then both of them traveled for some distance, and Ethiopian found some water there, and Philip baptized him. There is one beautiful verse that says, the Ethiopian went back to Ethiopia rejoicing, for he has come to know about Jesus Christ. Fulfillment of the prophecies. Personal evangelism. Yes, we don't know what happened, but the tradition says the finance minister who went back to Ethiopia and he evangelized Ethiopian country, the people in Ethiopia. The blessings of obedience. In ninth chapter, you find another pair of people. I carry my Telugu Bible. It's in my language. In ninth chapter, you find another pair. One, Ananias. His qualification was, he was a disciple of Jesus Christ. He was living in Damascus. And Saul, having all the authority, he took the papers to persecute the Christians in the city of Damascus. But on the road to Damascus, the Lord met him. He has confronted Jesus Christ, and the life was changed. Saul, before he became Paul, was a very devout person. He has zeal for the Lord, but he did not know about Christ. So he started to persecute Christians and also persecute the church. The voice came to Ananias. Ananias, arise and go. He went. Met Saul. Even though first he was scared to meet him because he was a persecutor, he went where Saul was staying and shared about Jesus Christ. Ananias brought Saul to the Lord. Personal evangelism. Obedience to the call of God. You know what happened to Paul? He went and planted hundreds and hundreds of churches in Europe and also in Asia. Ananias was only a layman, but because of his obedience to the voice of God, he arose and went and shared about Jesus Christ and brought Saul to the Lord. In 10th chapter, you have another pair of people. Peter was a disciple of Jesus Christ, but he still need to know how to reach the Gentiles. Peter, being a Jew, he still refuses to go to the home of Gentiles. So, in the vision, both Peter and Cornelius, they had a vision. And Cornelius was a centurion. He was a very rich man, having authority, a Roman, a Gentile. Very prayerful man and generous man, but without Christ. He needed to know who Christ was. So, Peter, having obeyed the voice of God, he went all the way and met Cornelius and shared about Jesus Christ. There's a beautiful message, sermon of Peter in that chapter 10. There's a beautiful verse. He said, he came to know that Christ is the Lord of all. Even for the Gentiles, Christ is Lord of all. But this good news, through Cornelius, the centurion, went all the way to Rome. Dear friends, I want to share these things with you because my life also was changed because of obedience to the voice of God. In 1965, I was an engineer. I was earning good money, a lot of money. But one day the Lord called me through the scriptures. And I said yes to the voice of God. I resigned my job and entered into this full-time ministry. I want to tell you, the Lord has been faithful all these years. And I came to know about these blessings, personal evangelism. There is a great need, even in this country, also in India, for this personal evangelism. A saved soul, having burden to reach the unsaved soul. If you have that burden, if the Lord speaks to you to share that good news with someone else, obey. Then leave the things to God for the fulfillment. The practical example is happened in South Korea. I went there a couple of times, and I went to the church, full gospel church, Paul Yanggi Cho's church, the largest church in the world. And I read about the life of Paul Yanggi Cho. When he was Buddhist, in his young years, he had tuberculosis. He suffered from tuberculosis. He was vomiting blood. He was admitted in the hospital, very serious. Even doctors lost hope. One day, a Sunday school girl entered his room in the hospital and wanted to share about Jesus Christ and give him a Bible. He refused. Again she came. He refused. Finally, he accepted. There must be something in this Bible. He started to read and found Jesus Christ. Now we know what happened. Billy Graham did not go to South Korea to preach to this man, but a young girl of that Sunday school shared about Jesus Christ. There is great blessing in the obedience to the word of God. The Lord has called me to this ministry, and he has been faithful all these years. I brought some brochures you can go through. I don't want to take more time. And about the orphanages, we heard about HIV children in Romania. They are there everywhere, even in India. And in India, only 3.5% are Christians. The rest, Hindus and Muslims. We have great task to reach the unreached for Christ, because we need to obey. Either you go or send. And we praise God. He is there. He is still the living Savior to save the lost. People only will have hope only in Jesus. I read about Buddhism, I read about Islam, I read about Hinduism. Hinduism, they have way of salvation in three ways. If you have a devout life, you will go to heaven. If you do good things, you will go to heaven. If you do some yoga, you will go to heaven. Man-made efforts, they cannot save you. We tell them only Jesus. He is the only Savior who can give you life and life eternal. Hope in this world, hope in the world to come. We are called blessed people of God. I praise God for this church and thank you. Let us be open to hear. I was traveling in a bus in India. There was a man sitting beside me. And the voice of God asked me to share gospel with this person. Then I obeyed. I started to share, introduce myself first. Then he introduced himself. Then I started to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even though he knows about Jesus Christ. He never believed in him. But before he got down from the bus, he said, "Now I know Jesus. I want to have faith in him." He got down and went. I don't know what happened to him, but the Lord will definitely do his work, because it's his work. Thank you, friends, for your heart for the missions, not only in India, but in many places. I saw that picture. I want to change this Walnut to World Community Bible Church. You have World Community as your vision. Yes. Because not only concern for yourself, but you have concern for those people. That is our task. Go. And we have a promise. Lo, I am with you always. We are not alone. If God sends us, he'll be there even before we go to that place. That was my experience. Go, that is Jesus. Not advice, but commission. Commission to go and reach the unreached for Christ. Thank you very much. And go through this brochure and keep praying for us. I'm glad I'm here. I don't know when I will be back. But let us continue to this, keep this partnership with the missions around the world. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much.